I just wanted to take a few minutes to share my thoughts with you. No background music, no drama, just a few thoughts. So here goes. It's amazing that in a time where humanity should be coming together like never before, we remain more divided than ever. Is the illusion so strong with you that you cannot see what is occurring even now at this late hour? Look at us. Look at what the human spirit has been reduced to. Look at the way fear pulls away the mask to reveal the greed and narcissism, the selfishness and separation. People are willing to come to blows over toilet paper. Fucking cockroaches. Actually, cockroaches seem to work better together than we humans do. It's just so sad to see so much potential wasted and unrealized. To watch the divided herd rip each other to pieces is heartbreaking. We've become numb to it. We've become so isolated and fearful that we cannot even see what is truly important anymore. We're too busy being slaves, and we've actually convinced ourselves that this is normal. What we think is reality is so fucking fake and plastic. We've become so disconnected, so out of touch, so corralled, and so enamored with the lie right onto the brink of destruction. We stare oblivion in the face, and still, the cognitive illusion remains so strong within so many that they will sleepwalk right into their own extinction without a care. So sad. The hammer is coming down now, swift and merciless. And here we stand, face to face with our own cataclysm, and yet still refuse to see what has become so painfully obvious, that it's our own goddamn fault. I know, nobody wants to hear that. And for the semi-conscious, at least, it's all about finger-pointing and blame-casting. No one wants to take responsibility. We refuse to awaken beyond the cognition of a victim, and a victim will always be victimized. So, for the paltry few that are even remotely aware, perhaps it's time to really shift our focus, to let fear fall by the wayside, and to claim the gift that is yours by your very birthright, which is to say, your sovereignty. If you relinquish that, you are nothing. You are dead already. And something else, if you do not have principles that you are willing to die for, then you are soulless. We walk amongst the dead. And for my few fellow travelers, you know exactly what I mean. This world is theirs, not ours, and we are here to bear witness to something enormous, something so absolutely earth-shattering. Fear no evil, for you are about to come face to face with it, and what is about to occur across this planet, indeed, what is already occurring, is going to shake it to its very core. Can the fall, can that chaos that is soon to explode, actually act as a catalyst to create something new? I've often wondered that. Or is it the end of the road? Is the Earth game coming to its conclusion now? If so, it's going to be very, very dramatic. I think that maybe the key is within releasing our attachments to the things of this world. Let it all pass away. And I'll tell you something. I think I've just about had it with trying to awaken the sleepers. It's exhausting, they don't care, and they will die before they ever shed their fucking egos for long enough to gain even a glimmer of truth. They are not our responsibility. And listen, I do have compassion, and I do care. And to my brothers and sisters that have been raising the alarm, I honor that, and I love you for it. But perhaps now, our energies would be better spent elsewhere. Let the dead tend to the dead. I'm done mourning for them. Now, more than ever, our focus needs to be resolute and committed. Mucking around in this heavy and dense, low-vibrational ghetto just isn't working for me anymore. Maybe, oh, just maybe, it's time to begin anchoring a new frequency. And for you few that I'm speaking to, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Again, it's time to release attachment and fear. It's time to walk in the fire. We see what the fuck is going down, and we are not afraid. The rest of them, they will sleep right into their graves, so don't bother trying to explain anything to them. It's wasted effort at this point. Truth is, we've seen it for our entire lives, and we were the ones who were made to feel crazy, ashamed, weird, or whatever, just because innately our spirits rejected the lie. Most of them have become so goddamn demoralized, their hearts and spirits so contorted within the web of illusion that by now, if they don't see it, it's either because they refuse to or they are not meant to, and we have to let them go. It's their choice, and who are we to dishonor that? How arrogant to think that we can awaken another. There will be no mass awakening. Get it? But what we do have is each other, and maybe we can stay close and share ideas and support one another. I have never felt in all my life this intensity. The energies are heavy, like a soaking wet cloak of darkness. Fear, desperation, and panic is gripping the entire world. Again, could that energy be redirected? I like to think so. Subconsciously, we've been preparing for this our entire lives. Take great care, my fellow travelers. Walk in peace.